Welcome to Market Scale Grow. I'm your host, Jinzaya, and this is a Saturday strategy session. Hello, welcome to the episode. Today, we're going to be talking about 5 red flags when you're looking to hire an ads manager. I'm pretty excited to do this episode. If you're new around here, I am a Facebook ads strategist, a Facebook ads manager. I kind of just flip between the two terms. A strategist does typically do a little bit more of the strategy, where an ads manager just kind of like looks and tracks. But I use the words interchangeably. So today we're going to talk about 5 red flags. If you are looking for an ads manager, what are some of the things when you're hopping on those calls? What are some things that should stick out to you as like a big, run, like red flags? And at the end, I'm also going to do a little bit of real talk, talking about the actual cost, what your expectations should be, and just kind of dive into that piece as well, like knowing when you're ready for an ads manager. So as I always do, I'll quickly go over the red flags and then we will dive deeper into each one of them. So red flag number 1 is guaranteed results. Number 2 is the timeline from contract to first ad. Number 3 is the you're ready. Yikes. The red flag number 4 is an unwillingness to share failures. And number 5 is that they don't want to look at anything outside of the ads manager platform. So let's talk about each one of these more in detail. Red flag number 1, guaranteed results. This is so, like, it's such a big no. You cannot, as an ads manager, as any sort of marketer, you cannot guarantee results. You can absolutely guarantee deliverables. You can guarantee your plan if things are not working. You can have a strategy and you can have like steps in place that you take when things are not going to plan. If things are, the performance is not up to expectations, absolutely, you can guarantee the steps that you're going to take. You can guarantee your communication that you're going to have with the client. But to actually guarantee results is something that is, in my opinion, a big no-no. Now, I am aware of some bigger agencies that do back their proposals up with guaranteed results and money back results. And there are likely some agencies that can stand behind those guarantees, but most ad managers should not be guaranteeing their results. They should not be guaranteeing that they can get you a certain cost per lead or cost per click or a number of sales. And it is my opinion that if somebody is telling you that they can guarantee that, that you should run in the opposite direction, because the market is so unpredictable. And there are times when I'm setting up a campaign for a client and I'm so confident, we've been running ads for a year or 2 years together and we've had lots of success. We've ran the specific campaign, the exact same campaign with like the appropriate updates for it being the next year. We ran this campaign already. We had great success with it. And then the cost per clicks are through the roof. And every single optimization that we try to do causes the lead cost to go up instead of down. And things are just all over the place. And sometimes a campaign just doesn't work immediately. And that's why I say that you should be guaranteeing, or you should be looking for someone who guarantees and follows through on their plan when things are not going the right way. So someone who can say, if the campaign is not showing like the right cost per click, let's say, then our first step is to look at the metrics and to see, okay, which metrics are attached to the cost per click. So this could be views or impressions, it could be the CPM. And then how are we going to increase our success by decreasing the cost per click, right? Get more people to see it, get more people, like the right people to see it. We can change the messaging. We can change the images. Like having a plan in place and knowing exactly which metrics to be looking for at each step. You should also be asking this ad manager that you are interviewing for the position, essentially, their procedure. So do you start with the landing page? Do you start with the clicks? Like where through the procedure do they start and why? I personally like to start at the top of the funnel and work my way through. And so I start with the ad itself. Is it getting the views that we want? Is it getting the clicks that we want? Is it getting the traffic to the landing page that we want? And as we're working through the ad, we can finally get to the landing page. Is the landing page getting the conversions that we want? Is the thank you page getting the views that we want? And then we can move like even into the email sequence. Is the welcome email getting the open rate that we want, right? So there's a procedure of steps and just working through them one at a time to make sure that everything is working and doing the best that it can be. And I also mentioned that guarantee of deliverables. And so if you do an ad sprint with me, some of the deliverables that are included are images and ad copy. I guarantee the images and the ad copy. I work with a graphic team that has unlimited revisions. I do the ad copy and I'm happy to provide unlimited revisions for that as well. So the images and ad copy are guaranteed to be up to your expectations, even if it means we have to go through 5, 10, 15 different variations. I also highly encourage my clients to be part of the revision process by providing Google Docs so that they can actually make comments in the document themselves. And so I don't want to put anything out in an ad for a client that doesn't meet their brand standards. And so that's a guarantee that I have. So guaranteeing the deliverables, what someone's going to provide for you, and guaranteeing those steps, I would say that those are positive things. But if someone's saying I can get you sales for like a 300% return on ad spend, or I can get you for a $500 product or course, I can get you $30 cost per sale, right? Like those types of guarantees, I would be very, very wary of. Red flag number two is that timeline from contract to the first ad. You need to be I would ask like what the steps are. So this is on a discovery call, the free call that you have with someone before you start working together. One of those questions is that I recommend you ask is, what are the next steps? What will happen if we decide to work together? And there's definitely going to be some time between you signing the contract and the ads being live, because there should be some sort of questionnaire or interview that happens so that the ads manager gets to know you, gets to know your brand, gets to know your clients and your customers. They can know that avatar. There's also going to be some time in creating those assets. The images need to be created. The ad copy needs to be created. And then there's the revisions that need to happen. And so all of this does take time. If somebody is telling you that they can get your ads up and running the next day or within 48 hours, I would be very wary of that, because it just takes time to go through the procedure and I already listed a bunch of the steps, but like I'm also just thinking like auditing the account and scheduling that call, like all of these things take time. So unless you're going to be the one providing them with the images and ad copy, and really all the ads manager needs to do is plug them in and play, and they don't really need to do any of that research, I would still want to be auditing the account. I would just be very hesitant if someone is promising you or telling you that they can get ads up very quickly because of all of the steps. So make sure you talk to them about the procedure and how long it's going to take. I know of some ad companies, some ad agencies that it can take up to 30 days or longer to get the ads live, because the onboarding process is so intensive and so much of a process to go through. So it can be an very extended period of time, because they're auditing your ad account, they're auditing campaigns you've ran before, they're auditing your landing page and your email sequences, right? They're going really, really in depth for you. I would say for me and my clients, on average, it takes anywhere from 10 to 20 days. So like 2 to 3 weeks for ads to go live from our kickoff call. So book that call, we get to know you and I get to like dive deep into your business. And then from that call, it's anywhere from like 10 to 20 days to get those ads live because of all of those steps that just need to be taken. Red flag number 3 is the you're ready piece. And this one's a really hard one because as a business owner, you want to be told, like, especially if you're a business owner who's interested in starting to run ads and you're kind of like starting to play. If what I really mean by this is if the ads manager seems to be willing to tell you you're ready to get started with ads at any cost, right? Like they haven't really taken the time to get to know you, to get to know your business, what the current setup you have is, what types of ads you're looking for. They're just like, oh yeah, 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 we can definitely run ads. That would make me really worried to hear. Now, again, this could be like a blind spot because you feel like you're ready to run ads, you want to, and you're looking for it. And so it might be hard to spot this red flag, but you want someone who would be willing to tell you, no, you need to get this, that, or the other thing set up. So like I've had clients come to me that don't have a thank you page. Like we need a thank you page in place so we can install the pixel before we can run ads, right? Or a welcome sequence. We can't run lead generation ads if you don't have a welcome sequence. You don't want to pay to get somebody onto your list and then just ghost them, right? So there's some things that definitely need to be in place before you're starting those ads. So for me, some of those things that I like to see in place are you need to have the freebie, you need to have the landing page, the thank you page. Again, we're going to duplicate the landing page so that we can keep all the numbers on the back end streamlined and we can tag people as coming in from the Facebook ad. And you definitely need to have a welcome sequence in place, 5 to 10 emails that are going to introduce yourself to these new people. And in all, like in best case scenario, you're going to be selling something to them that is related to the freebie that they signed up for. So yeah, all those pieces. Now, back to my point about being new, I definitely took on people who were not ready for ads. Sometimes it worked out okay, and sometimes it did not. And as I've gained more and more experience as an ads manager, I am more able to spot those issues and those problems sooner while I'm talking to someone on a discovery call or when I'm interacting with them through email or beforehand. When I was newer, I was much more optimistic sometimes, I would say. And sometimes it worked out, but more often than not, it crashed and burned. And that's why it's better if someone is willing to say, like, you need these things. Come back to me when these things are in place, because you don't want to waste that money. You don't want the frustration that comes with running ads before you're ready. Okay, red flag number 4 is if the ads manager is unwilling to share failures. Again, if they're new, they might not actually have any failures, but any ads manager that's been around the block once or twice has definitely had some campaigns that have not been successful. And it's not that when you ask them about their failures, it's not that you want to hear about the failures and like want to really like rub it in their face of, oh, you're not, oh, whatever, right? But the bigger thing here is understanding their process when things don't go right. And I did talk about this a lot in the first red flag about guaranteeing results. So I'm not going to like go through it all again. But it's really important to see the positive examples and the negative examples and how both of them are handled. I don't include the failures in my case study. Like I put out a quarterly-ish case study that people can look at, they can download off my website so that they can see some examples. And I do, that's definitely a highlight reel for me. Each month I post on Instagram the ad of the month, again, a highlight reel. But I have done podcast episodes talking about failed episodes, or not failed episodes, failed campaigns. So I will link those in the show notes. I know I'm thinking of 2 different ones that I've done, and I also have one coming up for you later this month. And so I like to do it in this format because it's more of a teaching moment, talking about what happened, what I noticed, how I noticed, like what data points I used to notice that there was a problem, and then the exact steps that we took to fix the problem. So you want to find someone who's willing to walk through that for you so that you feel confident, again, in their ability to handle it if the campaign is not going as expected or as desired. And then the last red flag, number five, is if they're unwilling to look at anything outside of the Ads Manager platform. So what I mean by this is if you're doing a lead generation campaign, you want someone who's going to go into Flowdesk or ConvertKit to look at the back end statistics or stats, the numbers. Statistics and stats are the same word. Yes, Jensea. Oh, gosh. You want someone to pull the data from your third party to compare it to the Facebook ads platform, because yes, Meta and the Ads Manager platform report these numbers, and sometimes they're pretty accurate, but often they are wildly inaccurate. And so it's always a good idea to use the numbers on the back end in the Ads Manager or in the email service provider. What does Flowdesk say? What does ConvertKit say? Like, what numbers are there? Because we can trust those. Just like my employer might say, I'm going to pay you X number of dollars, but until those dollars are in my bank account, they're not mine, right? Facebook can tell me there was so many leads, but until I see them on Flowdesk, no leads, right? And so it's really important that as part of the marketing strategy, they're taking into consideration what's happening on the third party platform. If you have a tripwire that they're going into ThriveCart or Sam's Card or whatever cart platform you're using and seeing the numbers, the sales, so that they can make adjustments based on the data and the actual real numbers from that third party software. And also it should be a holistic strategy, right? Like taking in all of the pieces of your business. Now, I'm not saying that ads managers are going to be helping you with your blogs and looking at your social media strategy. Like they might, but they probably won't take it all on unless they become like a fractional CMO, so the chief marketing officer, and then they'll have a bigger piece in your marketing plan and your marketing strategy. But like, for example, I look at emails and I look at landing pages and I make suggestions to my clients of edits and changes that I recommend based on the numbers and the data that I'm seeing. But I myself don't go in and make changes to landing pages, right? Like I myself don't go into emails and make changes to emails. So, but I do look at those things. And that's, I recommend you find someone who's willing, at least willing, to look at your landing page, at least look at your emails. And you can absolutely find some of the higher end ad agencies who are going to also offer those editing services, that they can be the ones who create and edit and maintain your landing pages and your emails. And that's amazing. Obviously, there's a price to it, but that holistic perspective when you have an entire marketing team, not just running your ads, but also managing your landing pages and your email funnels is really great. So if you can build up to that level, highly recommend it. Okay, so to recap, the five red flags are they're guaranteeing results. The second one is an unrealistic time frame. Third one is you're ready at any cost. Step number four is an unwillingness to share their failures. And then step number five is unwilling to look outside of the Ads Manager platform. So let's real talk. If you're interested in hiring an ads manager, costs. I get asked this one all the time. A newer ads manager likely will have an hourly rate of like $50 to $100 in US dollars per hour for something like a strategy session or a like project-based work where they're charging you hourly. And a brand new ads manager might have a monthly retainer as low as $500 to $1,000. I still have a retainer, a monthly retainer that's $1,000. It includes 2 campaigns that are ongoing and up to $1,000 in ad spend per month. Most of my clients are not at that package. It's kind of like a very, very starter package. I have another level and then my unlimited, and most of my clients are at the unlimited so that they aren't worrying about how many campaigns they're running and how much ad spend, because yeah, that bottom tier is really just like a very starter package. Some of those higher end ads agencies that I was talking about, their monthly fee is upwards of $5,000 per month, plus on top of that, a percentage of your ad spend. So, and again, repeat from before, an ads agency that is charging $5,000 plus per month is not just going to be running your ads. They're also going to have a part in creating the strategy from the ground up, building those landing pages for you, writing the emails for you, and maintaining all of those pieces. So keep in mind like what you're getting, how much you're paying for it, and making sure that this is a reputable person. I'm not saying don't trust the newbie. People trusted me and I'm very, very thankful for that. I built up my confidence. I built up my abilities. And if you find somebody who's new in the ads manager world and they are checking all the boxes, none of these red flags are present, then I highly recommend you give them a chance. And yeah, typical timeline, I did talk about this already. It's probably going to take 10 to 20 days, so like 2 to 3 weeks to get ads up and running, depending on the depth of the audit. Have you ran ads before? What kind of revisions were necessary? You're going to want somebody too who's checking in on a regular basis. I send my clients weekly reports. I know some ads managers prefer to do monthly reports. So finding a communication frequency that works for you so that you can feel confident in the ads and the results. So something like weekly or monthly, you don't want someone who's going multiple months or like extended periods of time between check-ins. Highly don't recommend that. And really to find someone that works with your personality, understands you, and understands your business really deeply, because that is just going to make all the difference. I hope that you found this episode helpful. Thank you so much for being here as I rambled on about the red flags of hiring an ads manager. And I will be back next Saturday with a brand new Saturday strategy session. Thank you for listening to this episode of Market Scale Grow. Every week on Saturdays, we release a new Saturday strategy session, sometimes with amazing guests. And I'm so thankful that you've taken some time out of your busy schedule to make me part of your journey. If you love this podcast, don't forget to share it with your friends and then head to your favorite podcast app to subscribe so that you won't miss next week's episode or any of the upcoming ones. And if you loved it, be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that other people can find this podcast and we can impact teachers and teacher business owners around the world. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back in your ears next week with another Saturday strategy session.